And I know exactly what the reason behind that is they're having a tough time and they just need somebody to listen, right? So many times we try and solve problems for people instead of actually just listening to them and helping them have a safe space where they can talk without being judged. And
I'd like to welcome you to my podcast, Renew Motherhood. And this episode is how to overcome challenges to grow. And I'm so happy to have my incredible guest here, Brian Livingston. Yes, I hand it over to you, Brian. Please briefly introduce yourself.
As you said, my name is Brian Livingston. I'm from Edmonton, Alberta, Canada. So coming from a different part of the world. And to basically describe myself, I got to give you, let you know from where I was at. 23 years ago, I ended up laying in bed, alternating back and forth between rolling over and you know, this is pre-cell phone. So this is when we had the digital alarm clocks that glowed red at night, right? And you rolled over and you looked at that, and I'd roll back up and look at the ceiling, and I can still remember the water stain. I could still draw it to you to this day. So that's how much time I spent staring up, and I'd literally watch the minutes tick by on the on my alarm until I had to wake up and go back to work. And it was going to be another sleepless night. And the problem was, I was a police officer. And so I was just dreading
Well,
having
that's
to.
not a problem.
Well, no, the problem was, it's another sleepless night and I've got a gun on my hip, right? That's the problem. And that's the problem with so many police officers. But, you know, I was alternating, I couldn't get to sleep. And I realized that I'd hit this point that I couldn't go back to work anymore. And I was literally at the point that I had to make a decision. I had to stick with the income, meager though it was still a guaranteed income. But eventually, if I continued doing it, I was going to take my own life. There's absolutely no question about it. Or I had to leap into the unknown with nothing to catch me that I knew of, with my wife and my two young daughters. And so I chose to go over. Obviously, I'm still here. I went route B. And now I really try and work with you know, people who's hit the PTSD wall, whether it's career, personal, it really all depends. But then, you know, life goes on, things happen to you, and but I really want to, I try and help people short circuit the amount of time because I had to do it all on my own and really try and let people know that they're not alone, first of all, that we, you know, I can help them short circuit the entrepreneurial path because, you know, I was dumb enough that I had to make sure I made every mistake, but I made it two or three times because I really had to make sure that I perfected each one of those, you know. So that's basically me in a breakdown now. But I'm out the other side. I've got a great life. I've got wonderful, wonderful wife. We're coming up on 20, let's see, 28 years this year.
Wonderful.
Two wonderful adult daughters. Couple puppies, just got a new one. So, you know, I want to help people get to that side where I'm now at without it taking so many years to get there.
That's wonderful. So to get a little deeper inside of this, have you analyzed the point that really made you think, why am I staying awake in this night? Because you have chosen to be a police officer, but then something changed and I think a lot of people can relate to this, to have a job that they are not so, they're just doing for work. And it was a good income and it was a safe income and you felt secure, but you still had this feeling of, I can't fall asleep. I have to go to work. And have you analyzed about this? Have you
Well,
an idea?
I don't necessarily think that there was any one point, right? I think for a lot of people, it's a series of buildups, right? One that you don't deal with on top of another that you just, you know, lock it away, you know, sealing these things off until eventually, you know, like Dumbledore for those Harry Potter fans, where you've got to kind of, pull the memory out because it's full if you're going to put another one in, right? But
Yeah.
it's full of negative thoughts, negative situations, negative incidents, lack of critical stress debriefings, and so eventually one by one by one, those build up. And you said two interesting words, secure. It was a very insecure income because it was a meager income. So, I wasn't even necessarily making the basic ends meet. We're racking up credit card debt, line of credit, those types of things, and so and it's not a job that people are happy with, but it was still this guaranteed income.
Yeah,
Right?
okay.
And that's I think a situation that a lot of people find themselves in.
Yes, I would agree to this. Well, actually, this podcast is Renew Motherhood, and I like to explain a little here because you have overcome your challenges in business and to get to a point where you can lead business owners to another success level. And Renew Motherhood, I would always say being a mother is also like kind of entrepreneurship because you have to find out what works, what doesn't work, and you always have to adjust things. You have to be inspired to set up new things and to raise your children, actually. And I think it's an inspiring place to say, okay, let's look at the entrepreneurs. How are they doing it? And to just implement it into motherhood, because this can add a value too. So, yes, life has challenged you. Do you like to tell us a little bit more about your life's journey?
How deep do you want to go?
As deep as you like.
And life has its challenges. I think you made a great point that mother is entrepreneurship, and it's like you're in a lot of ways you're a solopreneur, right? Like it's and you're wearing so many different hats. You're not saying that the other spouse is not there, right? The significant other, but the there it's not very often that there's a 50-50 split of when couples are together. And traditionally it's been the wife who has handled the majority of the childcare duties. Well, she wears 50 different entrepreneurial hats during the day. She's got so many different roles. You're right. And it is a lot like entrepreneurship. Honestly, I've never looked at it this way till right now. So I'm just kind of like having this light bulb. No, I love that point, and it's completely true. It's, you've got to be resourceful. You're dealing with limited funds a lot of
Yes.
times. And you got to have kids at different activities, all at the same time in five different
Sometimes
locations.
mediator for different, like your with your employees, maybe.
Yeah, exactly. You're like herding cats, sometimes when you're trying to get the kids out the door, and it's like getting all your staff to be like, hey, over here, look at this. So no, I love that point. That's really a legitimate way of looking at things. And that lets you know how difficult the role is and how challenging it is.
Yeah, it is really. So, okay, people reach out to you from your former profession too, and they still like you, trust you. And even if they don't know what they are talking, if they should talk about anything, so still, you have got something that they just reach out to you and say, let's go for a coffee.
Yeah, that's code.
Okay.
It's like an informal code, but it's just I'll get a text from and they're not even officers that I worked with back when I was an officer. It's officers I've gotten to know since, and I'll just get a text and it says, "Can we go for coffee?" And I know exactly what the reason behind that is they're having a tough time, and they just need somebody to listen. Right. So many times we try and solve problems for people instead of actually just listening to them and helping them have a safe space where they can talk without being judged. And by listening instead of trying to solve, we do so much more for them. And the safe space is so important because regardless as to whether you're a police officer or whatever, this is a vulnerable time. You feel very alone, you're bottled up, you're angry a lot of times. I've had guys come and just vent. I've had others cry. I've had everything in between. And it's, but that's the code. Can we go for coffee? And we do. And it's usually coffee and pancakes.
Okay. So sweet. Fair enough.
Always my treat too. Always my treat, because I know what it's like to live off a cop's salary too. And I'm
Yeah.
like, nope, I've always got this. And they always offer. And I go, no. I go, as soon as you start making more than me, you can start paying.
Okay.
And so
So
that's it. Sorry, go ahead.
I'm sorry. What's your superpower? Why do they reach out to you?
Because I've been through it, I think one. Two, I'm not from their department. So it's a private space. If anybody sees us, it's just two guys hanging out having coffee,
Yeah.
right? And they, through word of mouth, they know that I don't judge them, and I'm removed from the situation too. So the things that are causing them the stresses, they're not there. And I'm kind of a neutral party, I guess. You'd have to ask them, really, but that's I lend that ear that they're so desperately needing that they're okay to admit the weakness to me because that's how they classify it as. And to me, the greatest strength that you can ever have is admitting when you're weak and you need help. But if they tell their department that they're having problems, they might as well quit
Wow.
at that point. Oh no, I don't care what they say about employee assistance programs, anything like that. The second that you admit that you're weak in a department, you are talked behind your back. You're not trusted anymore. You're
Wow.
crazy. You're no.
But they don't have coaching programs for those officers
Oh yeah.
or
Oh
to
yeah.
supervise, or I don't know how to tell, but I think it's usual that those people who are always in front of everything, they have to talk to someone.
Do. When I went through it, they didn't have a program. I was the crazy guy that caused them to have the program in my
That's
department
pretty.
because they didn't have one. But that was 23 years ago. And yeah, they have these what over here they call EAPs, employee assistance plans. So you can access the EAP, and for example, you get six sessions with a psychologist, a psychiatrist, whatever. Well, a whopping six. Now, some of these officers have 30 years of collected traumatic baggage in their head, and they're giving them six sessions. And then they're like, get back to work.
Wow, okay.
And then, and so if they're lucky enough that they can keep it under wraps, then yeah, maybe they can come back and nobody knows the better. But if you actually have to book off time to do these things, like I had to do, yeah, no, I don't care what they say, you're never trusted again. And that's because I know 23 years later, I'm still speaking with officers who are going through the same crap that I went through.
So, what's your biggest advice? What's your number one advice for them?
Well, for anyone, first of all, don't wait until you hit the breaking point to get help.
Yeah.
Okay. That's the first thing, and usually by this time you see the first sign of it, okay, you should already have been you there, employers, not just police, not just first responders. Employers need to have training on not only how to recognize it in others, okay, but how to deal with it if you're going through it, okay, or if you're going to go through it, because like I was on a conversation with a forensics lady. She's former forensics, and she's like, we're all medicated. She's like, one by one, all of us are booked off. We're Yeah, and I'd never really thought about it. But like the police show up and they go, oh, the police sees all these traumatic events. The forensic teams are the ones that are measuring to the body parts for 10 hours. And, but it could just as easily happen in your role as a mother. Okay. It can happen in your role as the head of your corporation. There needs to be more prevention, and it's too reactive.
Yes. Well, actually, looking at the mother and looking through my la mother's lenses, I would always say, listen what your children are telling you. So if they come to you, don't judge, but listen. So they can be open and then they have got a safe place to open up because perhaps in school or with their classmates or whatever, friends, they wear a mask and can't talk the way that they should talk. So it's, I think, a similar situation to get more negative thoughts inside if something doesn't work out like they want. So as a mother or as a father too, you are here to listen. To really engage with them and to figure out what's the point inside so that you can give examples from your perspective, from your experience perspective, and to guide them through the situations. I think this is wonderful that you said this because it's just the same level.
Yeah, and I think as parents, I can't comment from the motherhood side, but from the fatherhood side, I can. I'm horrible at not giving them enough time to try and work out a solution. I want to solve it, right? And sometimes they just want you to listen to them. The literally, like, I'm not here for the solution. I'm here because I want my dad to listen to me. And I am horrible about that, but my kids are old enough now that they're like, Dad, shut up and listen for a minute. And but it's the same in business. You can look at your employees, but so often we've already formed an opinion of that person, we've formed an opinion of that situation, and we're too busy to solve as opposed to hearing what the problem really is that they're going through.
Actually, I had just yesterday a situation where my both old children, my daughters, were discussing, and it got louder and louder, and I was just in between and watching them, one to the other, to the other. And then the younger one said, "Mom, you have to say something now." I said, "No, I'm just listening, and I'd just like to figure out what's going on here." But she was so annoyed about this because she wanted something me to get on a side and to
Yeah.
actually, yes, protect her or to get my voice for her or, and I was thinking, well, both have got their rights and they are now 19 and seven, almost 17, so they are able to discuss and to figure out, okay, where is the one point that she's right and where am I right? And perhaps we just can come together on one point and then we can make a solution. But first, you have to listen, I think. So
Yeah.
you don't have to say, okay, the solution is. That's an interesting discussion.
Completely. And it's fun sometimes to sit back and watch them try and sort it out themselves, because we're the decider, right? We come in, we make the judgment, we decide, and when they start having to go, no, I'm just watching, and they're like, pick a side. I'm right. No, I'm right. And no, sort it out yourselves.
Yes, right. So, what would you say is your number one advice to become a good leader? Is it really to listen, or is there anything else you'd like to add?
Well, I think first of all, lead by example, always with integrity. Listen to what they're trying to say, because your business is nothing without your employees. Okay. And if you think you know what's going on with your employees, you're wrong. Okay, so you may not have time to listen to all of them. You may need to have a single point of contact underneath you who's listening, but you need to be involved and know what's going on in their lives. Know them. What are their goals, right? Yes, exactly. Like, what are they wanting out of working for you? Because they're there to get something out of it, right? Is it, are they there, honestly, there until they move on to something else? Are they there because they want to grow with you long term? Do they want to become a manager? Do they want, do they want promotion? What do they want? What are their goals? What are their financial? What's their family goals? These are all things that you need to know if you want to create a positive culture in your business. And once again, that goes back to motherhood too, because not all your children have the same goals. They don't have the same likes and dislikes, but if you're not going to take the time to get to know your staff, then you're going to have huge turnover and you're going to forever sit there saying, well, my business would be great if it wasn't for my employees. And no, your business isn't great because of you. That's the problem.
Yes, you are the problem, you are the solution. Well, actually, this is interesting because then you are able to get your stuff to a point that it's not only a 9-to-5 job. Because if you are personally engaged and if you are interested in your employees, so they feel respected or they feel acknowledged or they feel, I think it's easier to stay for them then, would you say this?
I think that if you can create the right culture for your business, you're going to have long-term employees, okay? And they're going to want to do more for you. They're going to want to go above and beyond for you. You treat them right first, and they will treat your business right in return. Too many business owners look at them and they go, well, I pay them. That's not equal, okay? They are giving you hours and hours of their life to help your business grow. And if you want that business to grow, you have to care about them first.
Yeah, great. This is a wonderful advice. I love this. What's your biggest mistake that you made that people can learn from?
I went way, way, way too long without a mentor. I didn't even know, my dad was go to school, get a job, get a pension, retire, die. That was how you didn't you, your life was going to go, right? You get married, you have kids, all of that, but you got a job, you got a pension, right? That's what you did. And so I didn't know anybody on the entrepreneurial side of things. No one. And I went so long without it. And then I was like, business coaches? I was like, what the heck is a business coach? Had I have done that sooner, found a mentor, bring in a coach, I don't care. Don't pick me, whatever. Find someone who aligns with your values. Find someone that's got the expertise that you lack in your business. And bring them in and find someone to model, mimic, and master who's doing what you're doing, how are they doing it, and then do it.
Right.
And, I went by myself. And like I said, I was stupid enough to do it two or three times to just to make sure I got it right. It was, like they say, if you don't learn from history, you're doomed to repeat itself, right? Well, I was good at doing that. Once, sorry, go ahead.
Yeah, okay. Just like to know if people say, okay, but perhaps you are the right one for me because you are a business coach and you help entrepreneurs and you help them out. What's the offer that you have for them?
Well, first of all, anybody can reach out to me. They can reach out to me through social media. It's Brian Livingston on Facebook and on LinkedIn. My website is My Mentoring. But the offer is, anybody who's looking at wanting to advance their business career, or they need to pivot and make a change into a new career. I have a special soft heart for the first responders who are going through this, but it's a free 30-minute business assessment and conversation. Everybody walks away with immediate actionable intelligence, and it's a free call. I haven't had a single person yet. There's been lots of say, okay, thanks, but no thanks, right? But there hasn't been a single person yet that hasn't walked away and said, You didn't give me something that I wasn't able to immediately apply to make more money with.
Okay, so that's great. I think it's wonderful that you shared your values here and really to step into to say reach out if you need help. And you are coming from different sides. If it's from officer side, is it from entrepreneur side? So if it's anything that you just struggle with, reach out and get some help.
Yes.
I think this is just a good point to really say goodbye to the audience here. And I'm so grateful that you have been on my podcast. Thank you very much, Brian, for joining
Well,
me.
thank
And
you very much for having me.
yes, I want everyone to please stay tuned to Renew Motherhood and follow the new episodes.